I gave this platform to God, okay? I'm on a very specific mission.
We have to identify who the real enemy is. We have to know, where does this infiltration come from? The American people need a warrior that's unafraid to point out the real enemy. The American people are deserving of truth, exposure, and extreme accountability for the crimes against humanity that are being committed. We're on the brink of the complete collapse of America, while at the same time at the precipice of an amazing victory. If we want to prevent our children from facing a future bloodbath, I mean, I'm talking mass amounts of bloodshed, we need to step up and fight this war, and we need to fight it now. Uncensored. I refuse to be silenced or muzzled. Unafraid. No man will intimidate me. Unstoppable.
Good evening and welcome to the Stu Peters Show. So from even before our nation's official founding, before our independence from England, secret societies have played a huge role in the upper echelon of the American caste system. Even the most beloved of our founding fathers, men like George Washington, Benjamin Franklin, John Hancock, all of these guys were Freemasons. Yeah, they were members of an outwardly anti-Christian secret society that operates behind closed doors and performs cloak and dagger satanic rituals. It uses its group cohesion among the rich and powerful to spread influence and spread control. At least 8 signers of the Declaration of Independence, over a dozen signers of the Constitution, were Freemasons. Did you know that? And those are just the ones that we know about. Freemasonry was so ingrained in our nation's founding that Masonic symbols adorn our fiat currency to this day. They're all over Washington, D.C., and our oldest government buildings, including the White House and the Capitol, which have played host to Masonic ceremonies. And of course, it's not just the Freemasons who have heavily influenced our country. Groups like Skull and Bones, the secret society at Yale. That group has reportedly forced its members to lay naked in caskets and be sodomized. These people have produced multiple American presidents, high-ranking deep staters. Both George Bush's and W's supposed opponent in the 2024 election, John Kerry, who's still in Washington, by the way. And while groups like the Freemasons and Skull and Bones may be two of the most widely known secret societies out there, there's a lot of other groups. There's one group that counts many of America's rich and powerful political, corporate, and banking elites among its ranks, including some that we've already mentioned. And that's the Bohemian Grove. We just talked about this yesterday. Yeah, apparently James O'Keefe from Project Veritas was recently at Bohemian Grove. Every year, as many in the audience may already know, political elites like the Bushes and like Bill Clinton travel to the Bohemian Grove in California's Bay Area, where over 1,000 men sleep out in the woods in these camps. Richard Nixon called it the, quote, baggiest place he had ever seen. But they do a whole lot more than act like a bunch of including the performance of satanic rituals. They perform a mock sacrifice, not unlike the sacrifice of the red heifer that we'll see in Israel before the construction of the third temple to usher in the Antichrist, because you know that's Christian. This is called the cremation of care. They bring in a large effigy on stage. It's set on fire in some production that has over 1,000 cast members, all men, of course. And they say that they're burning their cares away. They're burning away their empathy. They're burning away the things that make them a human with a soul. And it's obvious that based on the people who attend the Bohemian Grove, these political and corporate elites, it's pretty obvious they take this seriously. They're burning away all of their cares. Yeah, they're summoning Satan and whatever other evil spirits they worship into their hearts and souls so they can continue their sociopathic reign over the American people. So they can continue to start wars, continue to open our borders and abuse people all over the world, to push bioweapons in their arms and cruise missiles up their asses and bombs on top of their innocent heads. And then they do it without a care in the world. The Bohemian Grove is a place where some of the most disgusting people on earth, parasites, gather to perform satanic witchcraft rituals in private in the middle of the woods. It bears similarities to Davos. Yeah, because it's a place that elites gather, but it's much, much gayer. But while the Bohemian Grove has long been known to exist and certain high-profile attendees like the Clintons and the Bushes have been publicly revealed, how far its membership extends has been largely unknown until now. Investigative reporter Kyle Clifton, known to many as Kyle Undercover, has attained this massive top-secret list of Bohemian Grove members that exposes government officials, CEOs, military leaders, and celebrities, among others. He recently sat down with one of them, bringing along a hidden camera, and he learned some incredibly interesting and closely held details.
Did they ever bring any, like, children into the Bohemian Grove?
Or no.
No.
Except the guys that are horny, they go to the town and during the encampment, there's all a few girls up there in town, prostitutes.
Okay.
I'm going undercover with a hidden camera to meet with a Bohemian Grove member. He's been with the Satanic Club for almost half a century. Now click the link in my tweet to help fund this operation. With these funds, I'm going to travel the entire country and confront every single member on the Bohemian Grove list. I call it Operation Owl's End. Wish me luck. I'm going dark.
So what actually happens at the cremation of care?
Well, that's a whole wonderful thing. It's the name. We're cremating care. You're up here to put the care behind you. We're going to kill care. So this is the thing that God knows when it started.
Fire, shall have its will of thee. Be gone, don't care.
And it's very elaborate. That people going around capes and stuff, and bad guys and good guys.
Yeah.
Probably 125 people that are participating in this whole thing. And then after everybody comes in singing songs and doing all sorts of things, and they cremate care. And go up to this lake, and then the lake is this magnificent sculpture. Now, the owl is the symbol of the Bohemian Club, which is why I have a whole bunch of owls. All of them are owls. And it is. You see a lot of owls, because I was in the Owl Club, who's at Harvard. So that,
that's good. There's one behind me. Who plays the high priest?
It changes every year.
Oh, okay.
Every year. That's a big deal. Big deal.
Why is that a big deal?
My God. You know, dressed up there, 1,000 people.
Oh.
People listen to this whole thing. You're right in the middle of it. You've got to be a showman to get it.
Have you ever been a high priest or participated in them?
Good Lord, no. No, that wasn't my style.
Yeah. So when you say you put care behind you and you kill care, what is care exactly?
Cremation of care, which is what it's known for, is you're up there to bury care. That's the whole idea. And all this stuff's going on. It's magical.
What makes it magical?
Unusualness, one of a kind. I'll never see this again. Just good old guys.
Good old guys?
Just good old guys.
Okay, good old guys. All right. Yeah.
Well, think about it. They're good old guys because they're up there. They could be almost always are Hollywood guys up there.
Who are the people in the robes?
It's all members.
Oh, okay.
They're all members. I mean, they're a movie star. You'll recognize a movie star all the time up there.
Has there ever been any, like, murders or anything at Bohemian Grove?
A lot of drugs, but no murders.
Yeah. Anyone cool there? Anyone?
Always.
Yeah.
You recognize somebody, say, geez, was that Bill Clinton? Yeah.
So you got to meet Bill Clinton?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's cool. What was Bill Clinton like?
So as you see there, when Kyle sat down with the Bohemian Grove member, he discussed a number of attendees, including Bill Clinton, Barack Obama, and the member said that he understood why Nixon thought that the place was faggy. He even discussed the cremation of care. You heard that there. That's the satanic main event that the entire Bohemian Grove gathering revolves around and confirmed its dark purpose. Part 2 has been released, and we'll watch it together now, a portion of it.
So you got to meet Bill Clinton?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's cool. What was Bill Clinton like? Is he a nice guy?
Stiff.
Yeah.
Stiff.
Does he go to Bohemian Grove? Donald Trump?
You've seen him, I doubt if he'd be invited.
Does Obama?
Obama's been there. I don't know about Obama.
Interesting.
Obama came up there very quickly because he didn't want to get a big deal, so he flew in and picked him up. They have a lakeside talk and then an evening event. And so he was brought in to see the evening event.
John McCain?
No, I just knew John down here.
Yeah.
It's a good Democrat. We got along well.
Yeah.
Secret Service?
Absolutely
there.
Not.
No Secret Service?
Absolutely not.
Do you go with family?
Good Lord. It's a male club.
Do you have sons?
Yeah, my son's a member.
Oh, okay.
He's a member now. Just got in after 11 years. And that was only because I made a few calls.
Do you know anyone that would be willing to invite us to the event to see it?
Absolutely not. There's no way I'd be able to evaluate you and what you do and how you do it, where you came from, why are you doing what you're doing now. That's what I've got to know if I invite somebody.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah. Just say, I've got a great guy. They say, oh, yeah? Who?
Yeah.
Especially since you're usually staying with a camp of some sort.
So when you stay at the camp, do you have to stay at that camp and not wander around at nighttime?
There are 32 camps. So one camp has two people. One camp has 50. So it all depends where it is.
Richard Nixon, he was actually quoted talking about the Bohemian Grove. One of his tapes that got released in the 90s or 2000, he said it's the faggiest club he's ever been a part of.
That would make sense.
Yeah.
That would make sense. Because he was definitely an outlier.
Yeah.
He was definitely an outlier.
How much is it to get into the Bohemian Grove? Because I know you have to pay like a upfront fee and then a yearly dues.
Money is no object.
Yeah.
It's whether you're accepted.
Oh, okay.
Many, many, many very rich people will never get in.
Wow. What's the reason for that?
Because they're not there for money. It's not how much money you have is totally immaterial.
Okay.
You know yourself, anytime you're with an organization that's top, people want in.
Yeah. Are you a Freemason also or no?
No. Bohemian is basically, or gypsies.
Mm-hmm.
They're gypsies.
Yeah.
Started by San Franciscans and said, let's go up to the woods up here and start something. Mm-hmm. That's how it started. Right. And their whole matching scattered around different parts of the world.
Yeah. The Hillbillies, they're the biggest one, right?
The band is the biggest.
The band.
Band camp. It's either largest. Hillbillies is probably in the top third.
What's your political affiliation?
I'm a Democrat.
Okay. Have you been a lifelong Democrat?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. The Democrats are more fun than Republicans.
Yeah. This is just the beginning. Kyle says that he'll be dropping new details about Bohemian Grove every day on his Kyle Undercover X and Telegram accounts. He says that his team has worked through and through the trove of information that he's obtained. I mean, this is amazing journalism. This is the type of work that strikes right at the heart of the central banking crime syndicate behind our government and corporate overlords. For more on this, we're now joined by Kyle Undercover Clifton. Kyle, thank you so much for your hard work. How did you get in there? What did you pose as? How did you gain access? Do you want to talk about that or not?
Yeah, I'll talk about it. I combed through this list that I curated. I digitized it. It was only in a photo form that was leaked to me by an invited guest of the Bohemian Grove. I went through the list and meticulously put it into an Excel spreadsheet and went through each name until I could find someone local to me. And I went and knocked on their door with my friend. We posed as high school college students just doing a book report on the Bohemian Grove. And luckily the guy was in his late 80s. And so he was a little bit more willing to talk and give up more information. And luckily he just sat down with us and just started talking.
So, I mean, we played about 6 minutes of your conversation with him. How long was the conversation?
Total conversation was about half an hour. Lots of stuttering. So I clipped it up quite a bit and just played the really important parts with context. But yeah, about 30 minutes.
Have you sat down with anybody else from Bohemian Grove?
Not yet, but I have sent some members of my team in different parts of the country to other Bohemian Grove members' houses. And they've had conversations with the members' wives, and no other actual official members as of yet, but I'm sure we'll get some very soon.
Why should people sitting at home at their dinner tables watching this family program, why should they give a shit about this?
Well, these people, I mean, they're ruling the world. You have this elite group that's meeting in the middle of the woods practicing witchcraft in the middle of the night. I mean, if you don't think that that's typical Satanism, I mean, that's basically the definition of Satanism. And, you know, I've had multiple reports from Bohemian Grove members' families reach out to me, and they let me know that they were told at an early age that this club is where they select the president. So, I mean, that's why you should care. If they're selecting the future president there, And they're selecting government programs there. I've heard that the Manhattan Project was born there when they decided to drop the nuclear bomb. So there's a lot of foreign policy, a lot of stuff that goes on in the woods there.
Who do you think is the organizer of all of this? I mean, is there a leader of this?
They do have like a Bohemian Grove, they are a club, just like you would find like the Boys and Girls Club or the Girl Scouts, Boy Scouts. They're a 501c7, I believe. So they do have a leader, but I don't think that the leader holds as much power as the members and the group does as a whole. I think this is where you get to the group kind of ruling the thing.
God, you know, yesterday we found out that James O'Keefe, formerly of Project Veritas, went to this place. Why do you suppose somebody would go there? Somebody like him, do you think he was working undercover or do you think he was invited there? I mean, you were working undercover and you were not invited. As a matter of fact, he said, oh, hell no, you can't come.
Yeah, you know, I'd like to believe that he went there to expose it. And I don't think I'm going to really provide any comments because I don't want to speak out of line because I do have a lot of respect for him. But I'm hoping that, yeah, he does release some footage if he did go undercover.
So how big is the list of people who have been there? I mean, it seems like it's pretty exclusive.
It's huge, yeah. So the last member list was leaked back in 2008. So it's been a very long time. So this is the first time the list has been leaked since then. And there is a total of, I think the number was 2,100 names on the list. So pretty extensive list. Now, a lot of times you'll scroll through this list and you'll see names you don't recognize. But if you pick any name at random and you just place it into Google, you're going to see a Harvard graduate, probably somebody that's connected with Skull and Bones or with the Bushes, or you'll see high profile lawyers, doctors, old senators, military leaders, celebrities. Jimmy Buffett was there last year. So you'll see all kinds of crazy names if you scroll through the list.
Unbelievable. What do you think your biggest takeaway is about Bohemian Grove?
Probably the cremation of care. Just the ceremony, the ritual in general it's very strange to me. You know, it's very similar to some of the Talmudic rituals that the Jews practice. What they'll do is, in Judaism, they'll transfer their sins to a chicken. And they do that once a year. And what they do is they beat and kill this chicken. And so it kind of, in a way, it wipes their sins away. That's what they believe. That's kind of similar to what they're doing with this cremation of care. They're placing their sins, which they actually talk about, that they're putting their sins on this care doll. And then, like you saw that old man say, they kill care. They put them on this altar, they burn it, sacrifice it. There's screams that can be heard. Alex Jones went in there and filmed the whole thing, and you can hear screaming. And it's a very extravagant ritual, very similar to Freemasonry and Judaism.
Yeah, we're dropping bombs on millions of people's heads. We don't care. We're flying planes into buildings. We don't care. We've washed away our care. We've burned our care. We've cremated our care at the Bohemian Grove. Disgusting. Great work, Kyle Clifton. Thank you so much for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Stu.
So here's a surprising fact. Research shows that even healthy people have wild swings in their blood sugar after eating. When I talk about blood sugar, a lot of people tune out. You know, they think it's only relevant to people with type 2 diabetes, but blood sugar is a topic everybody needs to understand. One of the big keys to optimal health is to have balanced blood sugar. Spikes in blood sugar force your pancreas to work harder and are associated with things like weight gain and even risk of heart attack and stroke. So here's the reason that I even brought this up. The boys at Bioptimizers have a blood sugar optimization product called Blood Sugar Breakthrough. And I don't think I'm overstating my case when I say it's revolutionary. I personally take it. I take two capsules 15 minutes before each meal, and then my body pushes carbs and glucose into my muscles to be used as fuel instead of turning them into fat. This is why I'm recommending it to you. As a result, you'll enjoy more stable energy without the post-meal crash. Plus, you'll have better workouts, faster gains in the gym, and an easier time leaning out, getting rid of that stubborn belly fat. But perhaps the biggest benefit of all of this is it will improve your overall health tremendously. You have to try it. For an exclusive offer, go to bioptimizers.com/SP. Again, that's bioptimizers.com/SP. We say it all the time on this program. We don't have a government. No, we have a rogue, murderous corporate crime syndicate. We don't have any representation in Washington, D.C. But look around. Banks all over the place are collapsing. and then they're getting bailed out. And who's paying for that? You are. Biden says taxpayers won't pay. Well, how do those banks get that money? The Fed prints the money to cover the losses, which will cause more inflation, or they just get the money from the Treasury. Either way, you're paying for it. So what can two average Joes like you and I even do about it? Simple. Protect your wealth with physical gold and silver, just like so many other Americans and banks are doing right now, just like I'm doing. I get my gold and silver from Goldco. Call them today, please, 855-706-GOLD. Learn how to protect your savings with gold and silver. Again, that number is 855-706-GOLD. Call Goldco today, 855-706-GOLD. In today's disgusting and decaying world, it's not just an option to be prepared. No, it's a necessity. When it comes to protecting my family and ensuring that we're ready for any emergency, I choose American Reserves. With American Reserves, you're not just buying peace of mind. No, you're investing in high-quality, long-shelf-life emergency food, top-notch water filtration products, and essential survival gear designed to keep you safe no matter what. In emergency situations, along with a firearm, having these products will keep you and your family alive. I know the people at American Reserves. They're patriots. They're Christians. They care about your family's preparedness. So don't wait for the emergency to find you and your family unprepared. Visit AmericanReserves.com today. Again, that's AmericanReserves.com. And use discount code STU for 10% off. Take the first step towards securing your family's safety with American Reserves. You're not just ready. You're prepared for anything with American Reserves. It's 2024, and you must start taking care of helping your liver now more than ever. Why? Well, because the latest data indicates that those with fatty liver were 3.5 times more likely to have heart failure than those without. And did you know that 100 million Americans have fatty liver? I had no idea. That many people are at risk. We throw everything at our livers. Cholesterol, alcohol, toxins, Tylenol, cigarettes. That's why so many of us have a sluggish fatty liver that makes us gain weight and lose energy. For decades now, your liver has helped you with over 500 key functions every day. It's time to help your liver. There is a solution, Liver Health Formula, an all-natural supplement which contains 11 clinically proven botanicals that help to recharge and protect your liver. So, if you're looking to ignite your fat-burning metabolism, boost your energy, and transform how you look and feel, try Liver Health Formula and receive a free bottle of blood sugar formula to reduce sugar cravings when you order today. Try Liver Health Formula by going to getliverhelp.com/stew and claim your free bonus gift. Again, that's getliverhelp.com/stew. Welcome back. So for over 3 years now, 3 years, the deep state and its many tentacles that stretch into every corner of our country and every corner of our political system have had this stranglehold on the narrative surrounding the events at our Capitol on January 6, 2021, the day that hundreds of thousands, maybe over a million Americans, descended onto Washington, D.C. to hear their president speak. And to protest the certification of an obviously rigged and stolen and fake election, to push back against a globalist-run coup. A coup that has spent the last 3 years driving a stake right into the heart of America. They've been able to assert control over the narrative because they control the flow of information. You see, the deep state and the Jews and the globalist entities and individuals behind it stretches its tentacles like a filthy, massive octopus deep into big tech, sinks its teeth deep into the corporate media and deep into the halls of Congress. Especially the Department of Justice, especially federal law enforcement. And they have used this control to create the Stalinist culture of fear that we see in the United States today, to make Americans scared shitless, to pick their heads up, scared to question those that they're told are in control or in power or in charge, those that they're told are the official information distributors and narrative setters. These people have created a country where eyewitnesses to any event are afraid to come forward. So, of course, eyewitnesses to January 6th are scared to come forward, and justifiably so, because their entire lives could be destroyed in an instant. They could be picked up by the feds, sent to join the hundreds of American citizens being held as prisoners of war on American soil right now who have been prosecuted and persecuted. Some haven't even been prosecuted because without due process, they've been thrown into gulags and tortured, many without a trial to this very day, for the crime of being in Washington, D.C. on January 6th. for the crime of standing up to a murderous corporate crime syndicate, an illegitimate pedophilic regime that seized power illegally in front of the entire world while spilling the blood of American citizens on the floor at the People's House. And central to this narrative control, central to the phony accounting of events that paints the American people as terrorists, is this refusal of the House GOP cowards, these feckless fake actors, the refusal of people like Kevin McCarthy and now Mike Johnson, whoever he is, where the hell did he come from? Does anybody know? They refuse to release the January 6th security footage to the American people in its entirety. A government that spends trillions of dollars a year. Are we supposed to believe that they couldn't publish the footage online? Is it too cumbersome for the American government that's in power? Just publish it in its entirety online, where the American people could just click and pull it up and watch it for themselves and decide for themselves what happened. But instead, no, they've been forced to watch these small doses of video clips that are released to the corporate media, that are released to journalists at Fox or NBC, who sent some intern to the Capitol to watch the footage on a special terminal under the watchful eyes of the fake cops. They've been lying about this for years now. They've been lying about it for over a year since the day the GOP won the majority. They vowed to release this footage. They haven't done it. These GOP cowards are fake. Kevin McCarthy and Mike Johnson and the Freedom Caucus and Marjorie Taylor Greene and all of these tough-talking and the whole rest of the GOP have stood arm in arm with Democrats, if you still believe in that construct, arm in arm with the uniparty deep state controlled by Zionist Jews to block a meaningful investigation into January 6th. They've done everything that they can to keep the lies going, to keep the blood libel against the American people in full swing. But despite their best efforts, despite their attempts to murder the truth, just like they murdered American citizens like Ashley Babbitt and like Roseanne Boylan, they can't murder the truth, and now it's coming to the surface. It's slowly starting to come out. Video footage released by January 6 attendees, many of them anonymously, as well as the body cam and security footage that we've actually been able to view, oftentimes through hard-fought Freedom of Information Act requests, has allowed dedicated patriots to piece together the real story of January 6th. Not because of anything that the federal government ever did, but they're here to save you. Don't forget, trust the plan. These patriots, these independent journalists, these dissidents to the fake false lies that the empire of lies is telling, have revealed federal agents in the crowd. They've revealed armed feds and Antifa provocateurs who planted themselves into the massive protest against the election fraud for the express purpose of triggering violence and getting Americans killed. All while putting the icing on the cake, the finishing touches on a rigged election. They turned that entire day into chaos so they could give the GOP cowards, these fake, feckless b****s, an excuse to stop objecting to the results because they didn't want to side with terrorists, allowing the election to go through, allowing Joe Biden to be installed as the illegitimate pedophile president of the United States. Just a couple of weeks ago, along with Derek Evans at National File, we here at the Stu Peters Show brought you the story of this January 6th provocateur, John Banuelos. This is the guy that climbed up on top of scaffolding outside of the Capitol building and in broad daylight in front of Jesus and hundreds of thousands, perhaps millions of people, fired two shots into the air from his handgun, obviously serving as some kind of a signal because at almost exactly 1 minute later, the entire situation was set off. It was completely out of control. Capitol Hill became a hellscape. The police turned on the crowd. They started killing people. The feds had copies of that gunshot footage for three effing years. They seized it from the person who filmed it, and they did nothing with it. Exactly nothing. They did nothing until they were forced to, thanks in no small part to this program. And to all of you, screaming and yelling after you saw this program broadcast the truth about John Banuelos. He was arrested. And now it's shaping up to be another Ray Epps situation. This will just be another guy who gets slapped on the wrist, maybe gets sent to jail for a few months, and then, boom, spends the rest of his life laying low on the FBI payroll. But you see, this is how these people will be exposed. Every single one of them. They'll be exposed through the American people doing the work of investigators, doing the work of journalists, doing the work of filmmakers to bring the truth to light. One of the patriots doing just that is Daniel Goodwin. Daniel has been working around the clock to get to the bottom of January 6th, to share the truth with the American people, to ultimately get the J6 political prisoner hostages out of the gulags that Joe Biden and Merrick Garland and really every single member of this massive conspiracy, our Congress, our media, our law enforcement agencies, have locked them in. Daniel has released a new film, which is available on Rumble. It's titled J6, A True Timeline. Again, that's J6, A True Timeline. Great film. This film takes its viewers on a step-by-step journey through that day's most pivotal events. It exposes the planned, brutal nature of the January 6th false flag operation. Take a look.
Fellow Americans, good morning. Certain dates echo throughout history, including dates that instantly remind all who have lived through them where they were and what they were doing when our democracy came under assault. Dates that occupy not only a place on our calendars, but a place in our collective memory. December 7th, 1941, September 11th, 2001, and January 6th, 2021.
We didn't look away after the attack on Pearl Harbor. We didn't look away after the attacks on 9/11. They may have been from foreign powers, but we still, just because it was Americans who did this, we cannot look away after the attack of January 6th.
Don't dare call them protesters. They were a riotous mob, insurrectionists, domestic terrorists. Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans represented extremism that threatens the very foundations of our republic.
Daniel Goodwin joins us now. Thank you for putting this thing together, first of all. I mean, I know that it must have been a very cumbersome process. I know that, obviously, there is countless hours of film to go through. I don't know if you went to one of these stupid machines while the fake cops stood behind you or how it is that you got all of this. But what has been the most shocking revelation that you have come across while you have been producing your film?
Thanks so much for having me on. Yeah, so I worked on this, produced this alongside David Sumrall of StopHate.com, another J6er, AJ Fisher, and Paul Escandon and Jason Rank. So all the five of us produced this together. We went through a ton of body cam footage. We went through a ton of CCTV footage and the footage that people took on their own phones, whether they posted it or not. Now, me and David actually had the access to a lot of the sensitive footage because he got officially licensed as a investigator, and me as his employee, I was able to view it sensitive just anywhere on his laptop, and anytime I was supervised by him, I could look at that. But we weren't able to share any of that, so we're only able to share the things that were public. And I would say the most shocking thing is basically that the cops were responsible for those four deaths that day.
Yeah, will they ever admit it? I mean, it's right there on tape, right? So why are these people still walking around free? They brutally murdered innocent people that were unarmed. So if Derek Chauvin is rotting away in prison for two decades for supervising the overdose death of this career criminal home-invading thug called George Floyd, what's going on with the cops that brutally killed unarmed people at the people's house in broad daylight, at the Capitol, on tape?
That's a great question, and they definitely need to be held accountable. And I think we just need to keep putting pressure and make this happen. But of course, there's a cabal. There's a deep state in control of everything. But we put out this movie, and actually it's on Rumble. At the normal censorship on YouTube and Facebook that you would expect, we have it published on open.ink/J6, which is the people who did Catherine and Greg, and they did the Dinesh 2000 Mules thing. And True the Vote. But they let us put it on their site, so it's not censored there. We put it on X. It got up to 2 million views. And then they put a sensitive content warning label on it. So big tech, the media, they're all in on it. I mean, the gatekeepers, they don't want this info out there. The truth about January 6th, and really it shows the whole timeline. Another thing that might be one of the most shocking things is that basically a peaceful crowd was there, as everyone knows. They were just sitting, singing, standing, chanting, praying. And then a Capitol Police sniper shot into the crowd and shot Josh Black in the face at 1:07 p.m. That's what really kicked things off. And then a guy named Landon Copeland, who later admitted after being sentenced that he's Antifa, shoved another guy into the police line, and that's what really kicked things off.
You don't think it was John Banuelos and his firing from the scaffold? Was that a signal? Were those relatively close to each other in timeline?
Well, I'd have to look into that specific one. I don't know what time that was. I saw the article, but I didn't look at what time it was. This was 1:07 when this got kicked off.
Yeah. What do you think it is that these people are going to require? These GOP Republicans, right? These America First conservatives, these patriots that have, you know, lied their way into Congress and said that they're going to be there to do the bidding of the American people, and they're going to be really fighting, you know, the Freedom Caucus, all these tough talking, you know, fake movie actors in this script that we're watching play out that is the American government as we know it. What do you think it's going to take for these people to do anything, if anything at all?
Well, I think we definitely have to put pressure on them and embarrass them. We need them to be more embarrassed for not helping J6ers than they would be if their Epstein Island footage comes out. I think that's what needs to happen.
Ooh, very good call. Where's Marjorie Taylor Greene? Has she recently taken a selfie outside of the gulag there where these people are being held as prisoners of war on American soil so that she can grift for her war chest and try to raise some more money?
I haven't heard anything about Marjorie Taylor Greene helping us out since, you know, she went in with McCarthy.
These people, Mr. Goodwin, are being held without due process. I mean, this is like nothing that we've ever seen before in American history. Why aren't the American people by the millions going to these gulags and breaking them out? Like, do we have no more men in this country? Are there no more people with testicular fortitude and balls? Has everybody become a complete and a and now we just watch the news and do what, you know, the Fox Channel tells us to do? Is that what this is? Is that what America has become? I mean, you have to be a very frustrated person after you've watched all of this and put this together with the other five that you mentioned, or five total, whatever. By the way, stophate.com, great work over there. After putting this all together and knowing what you know, you have to be very frustrated looking at what's happening in our country right now.
Yeah, everybody wants to trust the plan and nobody wants to do the work. And really, the American people need to stand together and do what's right. And what really happened is this was their plan, that on January 6th, they would arrest peaceful protesters and intimidate the American people against their First Amendment and, frankly, against their Second Amendment. They don't want us to really realize that we have these rights that are protected by the Constitution, but actually bestowed upon us by God himself, and that we should not live under tyrants and tyranny. But we are right now because everyone has been afraid because of the scale of their surveillance state. They know that even if you were to start organizing a group, that would be infiltrated by feds. And even if it wasn't infiltrated by a Fed member, they would be able to see everything you do and say, because nothing's secure. You can't be secure on Signal. You can't be secure on Telegram. These people are spying on your DMs, on your text messages, on everything.
Do you think that, would you be all for us re-airing your film on our network to expose it to the well over 500,000 people that follow us on the largest organically grown Rumble channel on the internet?
Absolutely. We would appreciate that.
Okay, that's what we're going to do. We're going to re-air it so that it gets the attention that it deserves. How many views does it have so far, and when was it released?
It was released on New Year's, and like I said, we got just over 2 million views on X. So, I mean, it's got millions of views, but I don't know how many million, because it's across a few different platforms. You have to always publish it a few places because they always censor it here and there.
Yeah, well, we're not going to censor it. And I would wonder, like, why would, you know, the arbiter of free speech, Mr. Free Speech Absolutist himself, Elon Musk, why would he allow for a sensitive content filter or screener to be put on something that's the footage of the truth of what happened on one of the most historic days in American history? Why would he do that? I know you don't know him, so if you could speculate, what do you think the reason is?
Yeah, sorry. The question is whether he knows this is even happening. I mean, obviously there were Antifa employees working at Twitter before. They might still be working there, but either way, their code is still in there and it needs to be rooted out. So the question is, you know, if Elon knows, then why is he letting this happen? But he has said, you know, that we should have freedom of speech, but not freedom of reach. And to me, that just means he's totally fine with shadow banning. And that's what's happening to me. It's happening. It really isn't a sensitive content warning in the traditional sense, because you go into your settings and you check the box that says show me sensitive content, and it still doesn't show up. This is gaslighting. This is shadow banning. It's happening to American patriots. And just because they let a few people back on, we're all satisfied. But no, Twitter has not given us free speech. There's no free speech on X today. That's a lie.
J6, a true timeline. It can be seen on Rumble right now. Just go search it. J6 colon a true timeline. It will also be airing within the next week on the Stu Peters Network, where you're viewing this program on Rumble right now. We will also put it across our TV Now stuff. We'll make sure that it's on Roku and Fire Stick and Apple TV. We'll make sure that it gets uploaded as a podcast everywhere where we broadcast, as well as StuPeters.com. It will also air on DirecTV and Dish Network, because we will syndicate it. So we are going to give it some of the attention that it deserves, as much as we possibly can here, because we appreciate your hard work. We think that you are a real patriot, because we think that the truth is patriotic. We think that it's really brave to stand on an island, on a rock, all by yourself, seemingly a whole lot of times, still stand for the truth, no matter what kind of persecution you know that you might be facing. You're doing that. We appreciate it. So we're going to help you out. Stay online. I got to get to break. I want to get your contact information. More of the Stu Peters Show continues next.
Thanks.
We say it all the time on this program. We don't have a government. No, we have a rogue, murderous corporate crime syndicate. We don't have any representation in Washington, D.C. But look around. Banks all over the place are collapsing. And then they're getting bailed out. And who's paying for that? You are. Biden says taxpayers won't pay. Well, how do those banks get that money? The Fed prints the money to cover the losses, which will cause more inflation. Or they just get the money from the Treasury. Either way, you're paying for it. So what can two average Joes like you and I even do about it? Simple. Protect your wealth with physical gold and silver, just like so many other Americans and banks are doing right now. Just like I'm doing. I get my gold and silver from Goldco. Call them today, please. 855-706-GOLD. Learn how to protect your savings with gold and silver. Again, that number is 855-706-GOLD. Call Goldco today, 855-706-GOLD.
What if I told you there was a hostile alien species that controls your appetite, sleep, and focus? Invaders that urinate and defecate throughout your body whenever they are hungry. We call them parasites, and they are the root cause of many health issues that result in pain, suffering, and death. The Purge is our solution. Purge Suddenly offers a unique blend of 17 detoxifying ingredients, including black walnut hull and wormwood, scientifically proven to not only kill parasites, but to destroy and flush them out. If you've never gone through a parasite cleanse or didn't do it the right way, our proven formula prepares you for a complete and total victory. Increased alertness, weight loss, and clear skin are just a few of the potential benefits customers have reported back. Kill the parasites, destroy their eggs, and build a big, beautiful wall inside your body to keep them out. It is time to purge suddenly. It's you or them. Make your move now.
Just in the rhythm of your daily life, your privacy faces countless threats. The NSA and countless other people able to listen in on your phone conversations and obtain your text messages. That's why I want to introduce you to Privacy from phone123.com, your mobile fortress. With state-of-the-art end-to-end encryption, your data's journey is shielded. You can speak freely with Privacy's secure call feature. Adaptive authentication learns from you, enhancing security without slowing you down. Privacy's intuitive design makes powerful protection accessible to everyone. Behind the scenes, Privacy is always evolving, defending against the latest threats. Empower your digital life with Privacy starting at just $35. Visit phone123.com/stew. Again, that's phone123.com/stew, or just call them. Connect to mobile. Complete privacy assurance. Our borders, or what used to be borders, our public spaces, our public schools, these aren't the only things that are now being invaded in an orchestrated manner by illegal aliens. In recent weeks, there's been a whole lot of talk about squatters and so-called squatters' rights, about these scams where non-working pieces of shit are able to steal the homes of American citizens. Laws protecting squatters exist in all 50 states. They vary from place to place, but in blue areas like New York and Washington State, many people have been successful in locking out rightful homeowners and starting a lengthy court process that can end up with them staying in the home forever. Just stealing your home. They're able to go into these unoccupied homes or decide to stop paying their rent and then claim to be the legitimate resident, the legitimate possessor of the property. Just days ago, viral footage was released of a homeowner in New York being forced to hand over her keys to a squatter. Her home was taken from her at gunpoint by the police. There was nothing that she could do about it. Hey, this is home theft. These people are stealing entire homes and leaving the rightful owners high and dry with nowhere to turn because our fake court system and our government at all levels has abandoned them. But you know, it looks like this could become even worse of a national issue. It looks like these squatters, these disgusting predators and parasites are going to be seeing how far they can push the squatters' rights in all 50 states, and illegal aliens are going to play a major role in all of it, which really can only be expected when our government lets these people have their way with our country over and over again. They walked right in and established residence here illegally. They steal our tax dollars, they steal our resources, and now they'll steal our homes. A viral new disgusting TikTok video from a Venezuelan national named Leonel Moreno, who of course has taken up residence here in the United States, calls for illegal aliens to invade and seize the homes of Americans, especially those that are unoccupied. Moreno says that these invaders are entitled to the properties, so they should just walk right in and take them. And just know, the legal system will be on your side. If a house is not inhabited, we can seize it, he told his followers, adding that he knows African illegals who have already done this successfully and who have managed to take the official control of someone else's property in a period of just 7 months. This is happening. Now, it's unclear where that happened. Moreno reportedly lives in Ohio. He's produced much more pro-illegal alien content, taking about the whole ways that the illegals can rip off Americans, including by having anchor babies, which he says, this is the whole reason why I had a child. And now he leeches off of taxpayer-funded welfare while refusing to get a job. Look at this.
Mi gente, he pensado invadir una casa en United States. Ya que me enteré que existe una ley que dice que si una casa no está habitada, podemos expropiarla. Capichi, muchachos, aquí en United States también se aplica la de invasión de terreno. Y creo que ese será mi próximo negocio. Invadir casas abandonadas. Ya que me he buscado unos códigos con mis amigos africanos y me dijeron que ya llevan como 7 casas expropiadas. Y como dice el dicho, papi, hay que buscar la vuelta. Y la vuelta ahorita mismo es invadir casas. Ya que nos encontramos en situación de calle y es la única manera que tenemos para no vivir en la calle y no ser una carga pública. Capichi, la ley dice que las casas abandonadas, deterioradas y que esté en mal estado, podemos llegar y repararlas, vivir en ella y si podemos venderla, hasta pedir créditos con ella. ¿Qué dicen ustedes?
I just want to punch this guy in the face. I mean, this really shows exactly how far this country has fallen. It shows how little respect Americans now have for themselves. That people like this stupid animal are walking right into this country and openly advising their illegal peers on how they're going to invade and seize American homes. Just as they have invaded and seized American territory and American tax dollars. And let me be clear, rest assured, if this movement reaches full capacity, if it becomes a fixture in our country, the government, the courts, they will do everything that they can to let this continue. This animalistic behavior. These people are animals. And so are these so-called judges. There will be activist judges, make no mistake, ruling that homeowners have no right over their property if an illegal alien shows up and tells them to hand over the keys, whether the homeowner is living there or not. Yeah, if Jose shows up at your front door, it'll be time for you to hit the road, Whitey. John Miller has been looking into this, saw this video, this viral video just days ago, John. I mean, I want to punch this guy. I don't know. I mean, he's telling people to go do home invasions and then just take the keys, knowing that our federal government, our judiciary is going to say, yep, you got to go. And, you know, you got to let Eduardo and his Venezuelan counterparts just occupy your property.
It fills you with rage to listen to this guy speak, not in English, by the way, and he doesn't have to know English. We're told that these people, that they're doctors and they're lawyers and they're aspiring professors and they're just coming here to make a better life for themselves, and they would follow the system, but it's just too complicated for them to figure out, and we make it so burdensome, but really they're just trying to create a better life for them. Does that guy look like someone who's trying to make a better life for himself and his family? He admitted, as you pointed out, that the only reason he had a freaking kid was so that he could gain citizenship. He has other TikTok videos of him supporting a shooter in Times Square, and all the while our government supports us. He's right. He's right that the courts will side with him. This is all part of the Great Replacement. This is by design. We open up the border so that they can flood in. We let them invade our homes. The laws are set up so that they're allowed to stay in the homes, and there's nothing that we can do about it. And then that district judge, Sharon Lynn Johnson Coleman, recently came out with a ruling saying that not only can they come into the country illegally, invade your homes, but they're also entitled to guns. That depriving them of their firearms would be unconstitutional. How can you not look at all of this and not see a setup? How can you not think that this is orchestrated? It's based on libertarian ideology, which is a Jewish movement, by the way. When you look at Murray Rothbard, von Mises, Milton Friedman, Ayn Rand, all of this is libertarian ideology that says if you live on the property, if you stay and work on the property, then you have a connection to that property. Those are your property rights. And this is all by design. And so when I look at him, I can't stand the sight of him. I can't stand his face. But we also have to look at our legislators, at our courts, at our institutions that are allowing this, not just allowing this, but helping this, aiding this, wanting this to happen.
I can't stand their faces either when I look at the government. Is there an attractive person that works in the federal government right now, honestly? Like, is there anybody? These people all look like, they all look like, I don't know, some kind of a...
They look like lizard people. That's what they are.
They look like lizard people. And this guy, I mean, yeah. They are giving guys like this guns. You're absolutely right. While they're busy, by the way, taking the guns away from the American people so that you disarm the people who are lawfully able to protect themselves, to protect their property, their individual liberty, their freedoms, their children. I mean, all of these things. These people will be invading homes, not really understanding what this guy means by invading, like unoccupied dwellings, you know, or that people may be in foreclosure, or that people, you know, whatever. These people are going to start invading occupied residences with guns, and then district court judges and, you know, federal judges will say, well, he had the right to carry a gun. It would be unconstitutional for us to take it away from him. And by the way, hand over the keys to your freaking house to this clown.
Hand over your keys, hand over your guns to the federal government, leave you defenseless. You can't do anything to protect yourself. And you can't even talk about it. Joe Biden at the State of the Union, he slipped. He had an accident. He accidentally referred to him what he was as an illegal, which is not what I would call him, but Joe Biden called him an illegal. And when he was referring to the young woman who was killed, they got on his for saying that he was an illegal, not undocumented. So and he's referring to a murderer, a literal murderer. And they're saying, excuse me, sir, don't you mean undocumented? Don't you mean undocumented? Isn't it disrespectful to the murderer to call him an illegal? You see Trump at his rallies referring to them as what they are, animals, and that's what I'd prefer to call them. Trump referring to them what they are. They're on Trump's case for doing that. It's disrespectful to these people. We're worried about being respectful to these people who are trying to invade our homes and basically kill off American citizens. Because remember, this guy was praising a murderer. in another TikTok also seen by millions of people.
Look, I mean, breast this tax, video, John, where is our country at this point? I mean, you know, you can call it a clown world, upside down clown world. You know, you could talk about The Matrix being a documentary and not a movie. You could talk, I mean, you can listen to Sean Hannity and all the rest of the bloviating blowhards, you know, in the corporate media talking about, oh my God, the hypocrisy. Imagine if a Republican did this, but it's the entire fake government. The whole thing is a fake show. We're watching them literally arm illegal animals that can savagely come into our country and then come into our front doors and force us out, force our children out, take over our schools, take all of our tax dollars. Where are we really at here? I mean, what is happening? What is happening in this
country? We're exactly where our overlords want us to be. And make no mistake about that. We are exactly, they want us to exist so that we can pay taxes, so they can send those tax dollars over to Israel and fund whatever monetary projects they've got going on over there. Has nothing to do with our country. They want us to exist so that we can pay those tax dollars, all the while we can basically turn our country into a feudal estate that they can basically leech off of and let all these people in so they can continue to vote these people into office. And you have these people bragging that we're going to be a minority majority country. You have them bragging about that, but don't you say that. Don't you notice it? Because if you notice it, you're going to be called the whole slew of names, whether it's racist or anti-Semitic, whatever it is, you're going to be called all those names.
And I noticed that you were very anti-Semitic the way you brought up Israel there.
Yeah, of course. You know, and we saw what happened to Candace Owens today, because the minute you start to mention them, that's your head. You're done, because they don't want anyone talking about it, at least not in a bad light. If you're going to talk about it and say how wonderful it is and how amazing this is and how this is the future of America, then you're free to talk about it.
We should talk about that, actually. Yes, that's right. Candace Owens, for those of you in the viewing audience that don't know, was fired from the Daily Wire. Ben Shapiro went ahead and fired her, or, you know, somebody fired her. He probably had somebody fire her because he's a coward. Talk on that for a minute. I mean, how significant is that somebody that was making ostensibly a couple million dollars a year from the Daily Wire really was just there asking questions? I think it was probably the Rabbi Shmuley or this other rabbi that she got into it with that ultimately ended up getting her dismissed. But for a very long time, she was able to, in a Jew-owned network, really force the information flow to be opened up and show people the truth about what's really happening in that secular nation state, the pro-abortion nation state of Israel that loves killing babies and injecting people forcefully, and loves this homosexuality and transgender agenda and loves the open borders. They're forcing this situation here. Our foreign policy is all controlled by these people who've infiltrated our government, have unprecedented overrepresentation in every one of our bureaucracies. And she was showing all of that. All she's doing is telling the truth, but that got her fired. Weigh in on that a little bit. How important is that?
Well, she didn't even have to. She didn't even have to, because she didn't even talk about all of that. That's the amazing thing, is that she didn't even have to mention all of that for them to lose their wigs and freak out. All she really did was there was this Rabbi Shmuley who was selling sex toys with his daughter and coming after her. And obviously, he's very pro-Israel. And she didn't go into anything that was that you and I would talk about. She said, I don't know if this is holy, Rabbi. I don't know if selling sex toys with your own daughter is really holy behavior becoming of a rabbi. And because of that, they descended on her like leeches. They attacked her. They called her anti-Semitic. They said that she is just spewing anti-Semitic nonsense. And her biggest crime was revealing the entire infrastructure, that if you say a single critical statement about Israel or about the faith of Judaism, they are going to come after you. They're going to try to get you canceled. And I think a lot of people start to say, wait a second, this is ridiculous. She didn't really say anything I disagree with. She didn't really say anything so radical. And yet they came and they tried to take her out. And I think the Daily Wire was worried about the fact that people are going to start to notice, and it's best to just get rid of her. They're at the point now where they can't really put a clamp on it, because it's just social media is too powerful. Our voices are too powerful. The voices of the people are too powerful. So instead, they just freak out and get rid of the main offender, because what she was doing was exposing these people. And she wasn't even exposing them. She was letting them expose themselves. And they can't have any of that. And so they had to get rid of them.
Yeah.
They had to get rid of her.
You've played charades before?
Sorry?
You've played charades before? Have you? I mean, you've played that game, right? Charades?
Yeah.
And that's where you act out something and people have to guess what acting out or what you're trying to be, an animal or something, you know? Maybe let's play a different game. For those in the viewing audience who don't know what this Rabbi Shmuley looks like, I want you to do your best to describe his face.
All right. Well, if you,
I
would describe his face as if I were to ask AI or ChatGPT to make the most disgusting, loathsome, foul-looking Jewish creature that you can think of, that's what they'd spit out.
Oh my gosh, he's got pubic hairs growing out of his face, and his daughter.
It's just,
his daughter is the most hideous thing I think I've ever seen in my life. Honestly,
his daughter looks like him in a wig. And she's selling sex toys. How does that work? How is this? She's supposed to be a sex icon and she looks like an animal. How does that work?
Oh my God. I gotta go. I'm starting to sweat in here. These lights are really, really effing hot today. John Miller, thank you so much. Candace Owens, give
good
me a call.
Talk.
You're more than welcome on the Stu Peters Network. Both of you. You can have full-fledged shows on the Stu Peters Network. Candace, I can't pay you, but we'll attract a whole lot of sponsors. We'll make up for it, I promise. Millions of dollars flowing your way. Say whatever you want to say. No leash, no nothing. Come here. Full truth. The Candace Owens Show. We're hoping to premiere on the Stu Peters Network as soon as next week. John Miller, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate your descriptions are great. We love it. Thanks a lot.
I hope I don't give me too much heat for that, but I guess we'll see.
I would like to reserve this book in your name. It's called No Grid Survival Project, and inside you'll find 75 ingenious do-it-yourself projects that can help you to protect your own family, not only from long-term blackouts or after an EMP, but also in times of economic crisis, riots, hyperinflation, hurricanes, civil war, martial law, or any other unforeseen events that may come our way. This book. The immediate payoff of having these projects is that they make you independent, self-sufficient on your own property. You don't want to depend on the government or anyone else for your basic needs. You'll discover things like how to make water out of thin air, the long-lasting survival foods that you can make at home, automatic backyard traps and alarms for looters and intruders, a pressurized rainwater harvester, EMP-proof survival generators, the self-sustaining greenhouse, a simple device that can keep you off of FEMA's radar, do-it-yourself, no-grid air conditioning unit, and a whole lot more. Yes, air conditioning units. Do-it-yourself. The immediate payoff of having these projects is that they make you independent and self-sufficient on your own property. You don't want to depend on anybody else. Go to nogridprojects.com/stu and take advantage of a 75% discount. This book right here, and this offer won't be available for long. That's nogridprojects.com/stu. You know, there's just a lot of tired people out there. People are exhausted. People are hitting that snooze button and then slamming their heads right back down on the pillow every morning. If you think about it, with all of the problems that you have to take care of at work and at home, with your family, with your friends, it's no wonder that you feel so tired. You take care of a lot of different things. But if you really stop to think about it, who takes care of you? Magnesium Breakthrough is an all-natural supplement. It helps me reduce fatigue and sleep more peacefully. It's even strengthened my muscle and improved my heart and brain function. And while most magnesium supplements aren't full spectrum, Magnesium Breakthrough is the only magnesium supplement on the market that contains the optimal ratio of all 7 essential types of magnesium. Imagine having the strength and energy to get out of bed every morning and face the day boldly and courageously, to be able to show up as your best self, to keep that energy up through the day and into the night. So if you want to feel more energized, if you want to get the best night's sleep that you've had in forever, check out buyoptimizers.com/Stu Peters. By using the promo code Stu Peters, you'll unlock all kinds of special offers. So two things to remember, buyoptimizers.com/Stu Peters, and then use promo code Stu Peters. You'll be amazed at how much better you feel by taking Magnesium Breakthrough. I'm going to ask you for your undivided attention because I'm going to tell you about what could possibly be the most important life-saving supplement that I have ever talked about. It's called Cardio Miracle. Each serving of Cardio Miracle has a combination of over 50 high-quality ingredients, including a huge variety of fruits, vegetables, amino acids, and herbs, all of which come together to promote your body's ability to produce nitric oxide. Nitric oxide is so important for heart health. It helps to relax and dilate your blood vessels, which supports blood flow and circulation. And I love that you don't have to take this giant pill to get all of this nutrition. No, Cardio Miracle comes in a powder formula, so it's really easy to mix all day throughout the day into juice or water and take it at any time. That also helps to support mood regulation because it's a neurotransmitter. It's a neuromodulator in the brain. So it can support the release of serotonin and dopamine, both of which are really important and involved in mood regulation. Cardio Miracle also supports mental clarity, sleep quality, energy levels. It can even help with recovery after exercise. Nitric oxide is essential for so many functions in the body, and Cardio Miracle supports the production of nitric oxide, so you get many benefits from just one supplement. Please go to highpowerheart.com. Again, highpowerheart.com. I'm telling you, this could quite possibly be the most important supplement that I will ever talk about, Cardio Miracle. Go to highpowerheart.com.